This is episode 446. If you're a listener of this podcast, a viewer of our YouTube channel, or you've gotten any positive value or helpful information from this podcast in any way, then I'd actually like to ask for your help because there's some people out there slowly destroying everything I've worked to build here. And given that I'm not a millionaire, I can't pull the wool over your eyes like some of the big podcasters and influencers out there like they can. So to know more of what I'm talking about and to maybe help me boost things up a little bit, then let's get into this episode.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? I want to get into this podcast quickly. So before we do that, just want to get to this mission statement. This year, it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down and not just the number on the scale. And we do it without forbidden food lists, getting you to count your calories or anything like that, or body shots. And so if that resonates in any way, scroll to the show notes or the caption below, click the link and inquire about our programs to help you with your body, your real weight loss, and any emotional binge or overeating stuff. Now, today's episode is about sharing some sort of behind the scenes or behind the curtains of a podcaster information that might actually surprise you. And part of that is also me asking for your support to help me keep this show alive and moving in the right direction. So as you know, this show is free. And so far, we haven't had any paid sponsors or advertisers, or at least, you know, when we've tried that, it's been extremely brief. And also, we've got two staff on the back end and myself, which collectively spend about 60 hours a week producing content for this show. And that's not just the podcast itself. It's also the social media content, the YouTube video, the posts, the stuff that goes in stories, all of that. And you know, that, like I said, 60 hours of work. And so there's a lot that goes into this podcast. And all of that comes at a cost, and it costs well into the five figures a year to create, produce, and run this show, and it's all free. And we have to spend that money in order to keep this show free. And so I'm not going to ask you to pay, and I'm not going to make you feel guilty for listening to a free podcast, but it's also useful to know sort of what goes on behind the other side of this free information. So don't stress, I'm not going to ask you to pay. But what's been happening since the start, but it's really ramped up in recent history, is that whenever I've spoken about particular topics, it attracts negative attention, which is the nature of being an extrovert, the nature of being somebody that's putting themselves out there. I mean, tall poppy syndrome is particularly bad in Australia, but whenever we're in this internet world, there's keyboard warriors and angry people everywhere. They're all over the place. And it should be like that. It's in the sense that it should be okay to disagree with people. But what's happening is that with the ratings and reviews of the podcast, is that when I talk about particular topics that people disagree with and have very, very passionate disagreements about, they then hit the podcast with one-star reviews, two-star reviews, and negative comments and negative reviews. And this really hurts, not just me emotionally, but it hurts the actual success of the show. And it moves us closer to a day where this show will no longer either be free or available at all. And so we're talking about some big topics, and I get that they're triggering for some people. Whenever I've spoken about vaccines, whenever I've spoken about specific natural health practices or naturopathic remedies or naturopathic processes or Chinese medicine, and most recently, what's attracted one-star reviews and negative people in my DMs on social media is talking about home birth. You know, my partner and I have been planning a home birth and had a home birth in order to bring our beautiful son into the world, which I'll tell you about very soon. But would you believe it that talking in depth about these concepts is attracting hate, right? And I get it. We're allowed to disagree. And disagreement is a good thing because it helps keep everybody accountable and in check. But the problem on the internet is, you know, this is my life's work that goes into this, and that includes having to pay the bills and pay the rent and do all of those things. But for somebody online that just hears something or sees a title that pisses them off and they just smash a one-star rating and then write their opinions, their hurtful comments, you know, that has a big impact. And the home birth conversation particularly attracted a number of one- and two-star reviews. And so the reason that I bring this to your attention is because our ratings are dropping. And it's simply because of a very small number of people that disagree or hate what we're doing. And so The other interesting thing is that you'll notice that some of your favorite podcasts that are, you know, 10, 20, 50 times, 100 times the size of this show, you'll notice on social media, which is a bit sort of concerning if you think about it, is that some of those podcasts on Spotify and Apple Podcast, they have perfect reviews. They have perfect numbers. They have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of five-star reviews, and their overall rating is 5 stars, which means they have absolutely no 4, 3, 2, or 1-star reviews. Now, if you're a person that understands basic maths or basic probability, you must think, how on earth do these enormous shows have perfect reviews? Everything can't be perfect. Now, here's the behind-the-curtain bit of information that I wanted to talk about. And you might be shocked by this, or you might be like, of course, that's what happens. When you're a big podcaster or you've got lots of money, you can actually pay lawyers and cut deals with the people that host our podcasts in order to remove negative comments and less than 5-star reviews. And actually, you can do this with Google reviews on different products, services, companies, businesses as well. Is that if you've got enough money and resources, or you're bringing enough listeners, like some of the big podcasters are bringing an enormous amount of listeners to Spotify. So they cut deals with Spotify to make sure that Spotify stays on top of removing negative reviews. And so these shows appear like they have an absolute perfect product, a perfect business, a perfect podcast that nobody has ever disagreed with, right? And they're, you know, they're bringing Apple Podcasts and Spotify and YouTube, they're bringing these companies lots of money, lots of attention, and arguably increasing the value of those companies, which is just an enormous thing for investors, right? And so the reason I said at the beginning is that this is important because I'm not a millionaire. I can't afford to pay away my haters and give you the illusion that I'm this perfect person and that hundreds and thousands of people think that I'm perfect. And the reality is, and I'd like to believe that I would be in my integrity, that even if I was a millionaire, I do not think that it's genuine in any way to pay the hate away. It's not real. It's not truthful. And you're going to have people that disagree. And I invite disagreement. Disagreement and arguments and challenges and confrontation, they keep us accountable, right? And this might beg the question for you, am I someone who can't handle people that disagree? And I think anyone that is remotely close to me would absolutely agree with what I'm about to say. And this is me representing myself right now. I'm going to say the answer is a resounding no. Because every hater that I've had, I invite them onto this podcast to debate me. I've invited many podcast guests on this show to join me in a friendly debate about topics that I disagree about. And they all say no. Actually, there's only one person that's ever taken me up on this, which is episode 201, where we debated about lab-grown meat. And I wish that every person that I've ever invited was able to listen to that episode first, because it's such a peaceful, friendly debate where I absolutely disagree with what the other guy is saying, but it's such a chill disagreement. And so aside from Paul, who was on episode 2, no one else has ever been willing to enter the ring and back up their attacks to me in the 1-star reviews or in the DMs or in Facebook or the angry emails that get sent. Nobody has been able to back up their fire and their energy and their hate towards me by getting in the ring, by sitting on this podcast and having a real conversation with me. And that says a lot to me. And as a listener, that should say a lot to you about those people. You know, they hide behind their screens, they hide behind their keyboards, and they just do the keyboard warrior thing. And the downside to that is that it has a really negative effect on this show. And as the ratings drop, it means that it drops in the algorithm. It means that other people are going to make assumptions about this show that maybe aren't entirely true, other than to a very small minority. And so my stance is that if you can't put your money where your mouth is and meet me on this podcast with your 1-star review or with your hate, then you don't get to tear me down and kill me and kill this podcast by method of torture with 1,000 cuts and this slow, painful demise of just being slowly stabbed or slowly cut many, many times till the point that we bleed out and we're unable to function. Sorry if that's a bit graphic. And so all of that to say, if you do enjoy this podcast or get anything good out of it, or you want to continue supporting it and you want it to be free, you want it to keep coming on the air and all of our guests, then I would like to request that you take a couple of minutes wherever you listen to this podcast, and please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. And second to that, writing a review is even more powerful about the good things that you like about this show. It just has to be one or two sentences, a handful of words, something that represents how you feel about what we do. You don't have to agree with 100% of everything that I say. Hell, it's been 6 years. Some of the stuff I've said before, I probably don't agree with anymore, right? Because we all grow and evolve, and I don't pretend to be perfect. Now, the other place is, of course, Spotify. So listening to the show and giving the show 5 stars on Spotify would be incredibly helpful. And Spotify is slightly different with the reviews because you can actually review each episode. So when you hear an episode, you can go down beneath where the show notes are, and you can add a comment or your thoughts about that specific episode, which I would encourage. And I reply to every single comment that's ever been written on Spotify. I reply. And if I haven't replied to yours, it's just because I haven't looked this week. I will reply. So 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars on Spotify, reviews on each episode, reviews of the show. All of that is super helpful. And because we're slowly growing on YouTube as well, listening to the YouTube video, liking it with the thumbs up, and again, commenting is currency on social media. Likes are great, but comments and shares, that's where the real rubber hits the road. Now, when we're talking about the podcast platforms, 5 stars and reviews, that's where the rubber hits the road there. So wherever you listen, or maybe you're on a little bit of all of those platforms, I'd be so grateful if you could spend a couple of minutes today, later today, just helping us boost up the numbers, help us support the algorithm, help other people find this show and get a realistic perspective of the quality of information that we share on this show. And if you know any haters that think that I'm a big dickhead, then feel free to send them my way so that we can organize a podcast. I would happily debate people and I'm happy to be wrong. It might come through gritted teeth and someone who is defending his corner, but I'm absolutely not going to crush people just for having a voice, right? It's that whole idea of making sure that people have the space to speak their truth. But if you're not willing to enter a debate or a disagreement about it, then how well do you really know your stuff? How solid are your opinions, right? And I'm happy to do that live on air on the podcast and not edit anything out. All right. So if any of that stuff it makes sense or you get it or you want to support, then please jump into the comments, the DMs. The sharing of this show is also powerful. Sending it to people you know will benefit or you know will like it or no need to hear it. And I guess, keeping the show alive only happens if we have a really great public base of support so that all of those people have a chance of finding this show. Because the lower our ratings drop, the lower it drops in the algorithm when people search for specific topics that we've covered and thousands of people have already benefited of. And we're well on the way to 1 million downloads, I might add. So obviously this show is not shit, So I really want the numbers and the reviews and ratings to reflect the truth of the quality of information and maybe some of the inspiration and motivation that people will get from being here. And so that's my call to arms. 5 stars, ratings, reviews, and comments. They're the currency that will keep this boat from sinking. In the absence of multi-million dollar sponsorships and lawyers and Spotify deals and YouTube deals, that's what we need. We need you to be a part of this journey because it's just me sitting in this room over here talking about these things and you on the other end in the world listening and consuming and sharing and talking about these ideas. And the truth is, even if I had $1 million and even if I had lawyers and even if I had deals with Spotify and Apple, I would not be removing negative feedback, even if I could, because I don't think it's real. I don't think it's true. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it represents honesty and integrity. And so for all the haters that might listen to this episode, send me an email. Let's do a podcast together. It's going to be interesting and no doubt it'll be entertaining and viral for both of us. Okay. Thanks for listening and thank you for making this show what it has become today. I'm super grateful that we've lasted this long and hopefully we can, do another 450 odd episodes over again and have well into the 1 million downloads and 1 million listeners at some point in the future. So thank you and I'll see you soon. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mention in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.